Welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast, a place for busy women to find the secrets towards being the best version of themselves, both in physical and mental health. Join me, Nikki Kinnearum, your host and health advocate, as we discover why you might be feeling a certain way, how to move past this, and step into the version of you that brings you the most happiness. Not every woman's journey is the same, but through this podcast, I've no doubt that you will uncover things about yourself and have a little fun along the way. Hello and welcome to this episode. It has been a little while since I've done a podcast recording, and I do apologize, but at the time of recording this, I'm sure we're in the midst of 2020 and in the midst of the fantastic year that is unfolding around us, with where we've started off with bushfires here in Australia and are currently in the midst of COVID-19. So like many of you that are listening to this podcast, I am a busy woman. I've got children at home and life got a little bit hectic. But I'm back, and today I wanted to have a chat to you about returning to exercise and how to make this possible. So returning to exercise, I'm just going to even take one step back before I start talking about returning to exercise and talk about when you start your health journey. So at that point in time where you go, okay, I'm ready to make a change to my health. What do I need to do? Majority of the time, you're going to step forward and go exercise or nutrition, or perhaps both. You might decide to go full hog and decide that you're going to do it all at the same time. And that's great if that's your decision. Some people like to ease into it. But generally, it's exercise and nutrition. But there are other elements around improving your health, particularly if you're wanting to, say, for example, lose weight or work on certain areas of your own body functions and overall feelings of health, having energy, etc. And there's other areas that we often overlook, such as stress, mindset, sleep. They all play a huge factor in our body, as well as looking at the way that our body systems are actually working. So outside of nutrition, but looking at the way that our digestive system is working, what's happening with our adrenal glands, etc. Now, I'm not here to talk to you about those things today, but if you are interested in learning those things and how all of those things play into being the best version of yourself, the best healthiest and happiest, most energetic, less overwhelmed version of yourself, then do let me know, because that is all included in my Busy Women's Monthly membership. At the time of this recording, doors are open. If you are interested, then send me an email or drop me a message on one of my social media channels on Facebook or Instagram, or you can head over to my website, and all of those locations are in the show notes. But I'm here today to talk to you about returning to exercise, or even starting exercise. You might not have started your exercise journey before, and this is the first time that you're getting into exercise. So you've thought about starting exercise, you've thought about returning to exercise. However, it's all a little bit overwhelming. You might be a mum that's returning to exercise after having a baby, and you want to make sure that you're going to be returning to exercise safely. It might be that you're returning after an injury to exercise. It could be, quite simply, that you have been so busy and you've been in isolation for 3 months or whatever it might be. It could even be 10 years since you've done exercise. And so the thought of getting into some exercise at the moment is a little bit overwhelming, because you're just not sure that you're ready or your body's ready to commit to doing, for example, 3 60-minute sessions per week. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You do not need to do 3 60-minute sessions per week for you to be able to achieve your exercise goals. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is ways that you can step into exercise. So when, particularly when you're a busy woman, it can be hard to start increasing your movement and start increasing your activity levels when you have been in a certain pattern for so long, or there is so much going on in your life, you're juggling so much, it can be quite hard to then step in and do some formal exercise. And I've got little air quotes going on here. You can't see me because it is a podcast, but I say formal exercise in air quotes because we can do, there are opportunities out there for us to exercise without doing a formal exercise session, without doing something that is typically classed as exercise, such a exercise class or a workout in the gym or going for a run or something like that. That's where I want to talk to you today. So the first tip I've got for you around stepping in and starting to move more, getting more active, that's going to set you up for stepping into broader exercise later. Start by letting go of expectations. So you need to let go of your expectations about what actually constitutes a workout. Like I mentioned before, most people think the perfect workout is doing a class or going to the gym or something, and it traditionally lasts about 60 minutes. I'm here to break down that barrier because it doesn't need to last 60 minutes. It doesn't need to last 30 minutes. I'm saying this, it really does depend on what your goals are and what it is that you're trying to achieve. But when you're returning to exercise, basically, what we're wanting to do is just start increasing our activity levels, start increasing our movement. So we don't necessarily need to do 60 minutes. Research has shown that a 20-minute HIIT workout, and HIIT is high-intensity interval training, can be really effective cardio and strength training, and it continues to burn fat for hours after the workout. So if you only have 20 minutes in your day, you could do something that is actually quite high in intensity and is in intervals. And by in intervals, I say, I guess a classic example is work hard for 40 seconds and rest for 20 seconds. Repeat. Work hard for 40 seconds, rest for 20 seconds. The rest stage is really important when you are in the process of doing HIIT training. It's important for recovery and for your muscles to recover and for your central nervous system to recover in between the bouts of exercise. But I'm scaling it back today. I'm not getting into the nitty-gritty details of how to do a proper workout. What I'm trying to do is get you increasing your movement, trying to get you working more. So a 15-minute walk can actually provide a myriad of health benefits. So that includes improved mood, reduced risk of blood clots, reduced joint loading, it lowers your blood pressure, it can strengthen your muscles, etc. So if we're trying to get back into exercise, even going for a 15-minute walk is going to have some benefits for us. And sometimes a 20-minute workout in your day or a 15-minute walk is just simply not possible. If you've got children, I'm sure you can understand. Things come up in the day. You have great intentions of doing some form of exercise through your day. And as the day rolls on, then things come up. Kids happen and you don't get to that exercise. And on those days, you need to keep in mind that even a 5-minute or a 10-minute workout is still better than no workout at all. So 5-minute workout or a 10-minute workout. Because remember, we're just trying to increase your activity levels here. We're trying to get you moving more through your day. And I'm just going to use this as an example here. So a lot of people, the big joke at the moment, particularly I guess in my circle, which is around fitness, is the isolation weight or ISO weight, and how people are talking about how they put on weight through isolation. There's a couple of reasons for that. Number one being they were more sedentary. when you're active through your day. So for example, if you're working, you're probably moving between buildings or moving between your building and your mode of transport to work. There might be stairs that you're using and things like that. You might be have young children at home and you're running from extracurricular activity to, say, swimming lessons over to football practice or whatever it might be. There's a certain sense of a lot of movement, going out doing grocery shopping, etc. In ISO, what has happened is we're not actually going out and doing those things anymore. Literally, our workspace is our desk. For me personally, my workspace is my desk. I walk about 2 meters, not even 2 meters, maybe 1 meter to get to the kitchen. I'm not getting a lot of movement in through my day. And so because you're not getting that movement in through your day, you're not getting that activity in through your day. I mean, some days I'm lucky to reach maybe 3,000 steps when I'm at home working. Then when you're not getting that, then the weight does pile in because you're not expending the energy that is coming into your body, particularly if you're still continuing to eat as you usually do, or in some people's cases, eating more because the food is a lot more accessible with your kitchen cupboard not being too far away. So what we're trying to do here in the return to exercise space is flip that on its head and get you moving more. And you'll find that once you start to move more through your day, you increase your activity levels, then you're going to find it's a lot easier to do exercise, formal exercise, because the moving and the increased activity through your day is classed as exercise. You're going to find, particularly if you're on a weight loss journey, the increased movement and activity through your day is also going to help you to start losing weight or strengthen your muscle tone or increase your bone density and all the other benefits that come with exercise. So what is the best type of workout? I've just mentioned that you can do a 5-minute or a 10-minute workout in your day, or a 15-minute or a 20-minute or a 60-minute or who knows how long you want to do. But what's the best type of workout that you can do? So I'm going to give you a little triangle. So imagine a triangle here. And at the point of the triangle, you've got flexibility and balance. This is normally quite overlooked when we're trying to do some exercise or activity. But flexibility and balance, basically what it is stretching and anything that requires you to hold a position for a short length of time. Super important for functional movement. Think about those people as they get older who might reach up for the kitchen cupboard and pull a muscle. Or they might squat down onto the floor and get up and do their knee in or do their back in. So the flexibility and balance is helping us. Think about reaching up for the kitchen cupboard. It requires a certain amount of balance. You're going up on your tippy toes as well. So if we don't practice that balance within our exercise or activity regime, then eventually over time, we lose our sense of balance. We lose our sense of flexibility. Really important to maintain that, to maintain functional movement as you get older. Towards the bottom left corner of your triangle, we've got strength. And strength is anything that provides resistance. So it could be lifting weights, or it could be as simple as doing body weight exercises. Anything that is putting resistance or load on your muscle groups. And then in the other corner, we've got cardiovascular activity. So your cardiovascular exercise is anything that raises your heartbeat and increases your breathing. So that's really important for the things that I mentioned before around reducing the risk of blood clots, reducing your blood pressure, helping with your cardiovascular health and getting the blood flowing through your body, which is the blood pressure flowing through your body as well. All really important things. So when it comes to doing the best type of workout, then it's a type of workout that's going to incorporate all of those three elements. And when we're doing a workout that, or some exercise or activity, I'm not going to call it a workout because we're just trying to increase our activity and exercise here. So when you're doing some activity that is about 5 minutes in length in your day, well, then it might be opportune to do some flexibility and balance for 5 minutes. And then if you find another 5 minutes chunk of time later in your day, you can do some strength training. And you'd find another 5 minute chunk of time later in your day, do some cardiovascular training. So that's how you can break it up and get all elements of your workout. If you're doing a longer workout, say for example, a 20 minute workout or a 30 minute workout, that's where you can start to tie in those elements as well. So that's the basics when it comes to exercise. Now I mentioned a key word just a moment ago, which is chunking. This is really important for you busy women out there because chunking is the art of finding small chunks of time in your day that you can do some workouts in. And that's the 5 minute theory there. So for example, if you can find a 5 minute chunk of time before breakfast, and then a 5 minute chunk of time before lunch, and then a 5 minute chunk of time as you're cooking dinner or as the children are in the bath, and then 5 minutes after your children have gone to bed, well, that's 20 minutes of exercise that you've achieved in your day. And let's just break down 5 minutes here, because I can tell you that some people take longer than 5 minutes to go to the toilet. Just let that sink in. 5 minutes is not a lot of time in the grand scheme of things. So when you're running around through your day and trying to achieve lots of different things, you might be waiting for the kettle to boil. Kettles take boiling, I don't know the exact time. I'm sure there's a scientific time out there, but I'm going to estimate about 3 minutes for the kettle to boil. That's a good chunk of time that you can use. Oh, sorry, I had a little break just there. My mother-in-law called in the middle of recording. So I was talking about chunking and I was talking as that interruption came in around the kettle boiling and about that 3 minutes worth of time that you can use to do some form of exercise. So chunking doesn't need to be just 5 minutes. It can be 2 minutes. It can be 3 minutes. It can be 8 minutes, whatever it might be. But using chunks of time in your day to do some type of movement activity. And by movement activity, it could be you might just decide to walk on the spot. You might decide to do some squats. You might decide to do a push-up against a wall. You might, pop down and do some push-ups with the kids. The world is your oyster in terms of the type of movement you do, provided you get your body moving. Now, the concept behind the chunking is, if you've added all those little bits up through your day, so say, for example, we've done 4 lots of 5-minute sections of chunking through our day, well, that's 20 minutes of extra movement you've now achieved in your day. And that 20 minutes of extra movement is extra movement. It's extra activity. It's more than you would have done if you hadn't have done it at all. So when you're looking at returning to exercise and ways that you can actually implement exercise into your life when you're time poor or you're just not sure what you're wanting to do, chunking is an excellent tool to be able to get yourself moving a little bit more. My last tip that I wanted to share with you around this is the term that I often use, and you've no doubt heard me talk about this on my podcast or in my blog or even on my Facebook page or Instagram. I talk about it a lot. Intentional incidental exercise. So, intentional incidental exercise is purposefully undertaking an exercise activity and intentionally taking advantage of those incidental movements. So, intentionally taking advantage of those incidental movements is the conscious decision of, I'm going to take advantage of this moment right now to do some exercise. I've got a video floating around on Facebook of me doing pushing my son at the park on the swing. Now, mums, I'm sure you can relate if you've got a toddler, that pushing back and forth, oh my gosh, it can be so boring. But you can intentionally take advantage of that amount of time that you've got there. If you're just standing around going, oh, just pushing back and forth, to squat. So you can squat in between each push. That's something that I like to do. Some other things that you might like to do is, let's just jump back to that kettle boiling analogy there. Instead of just waiting around for the kettle to boil or scrolling through your social media, intentionally taking advantage of that incidental moment and do some exercise within that small chunk of time that you've got there. It might be that your children are in the bath, and so you might decide to do some squats while you're watching them. That's another time sucker that I normally find, where I'm just sort of sitting around or scrolling through the social media. I find bath time very boring. So, and my children are old enough now to not need the support there of me holding them in their bath. So I'll do some exercise or some type of intentional activity in that incidental movement. So that way I'm moving more through my day, doing things in those blocks of time where you might just sort of be aimlessly scrolling through social media or off in your own little world. Another good example is TV ad breaks. If you're still watching TV that has ad breaks, great opportunity there. Listening to podcasts. I'm sure you're listening to me right now, and I'm sure you can pump out like 10 squats for me. I use squats a lot because squats are something really easy that you can do standing, and it does not matter what you're wearing. In fact, a lot of activity, I'm going to have to say this as well, a lot of activity that you do when we're trying to get yourself moving more and introducing yourself to exercise and activity, you do not need to be in activewear. You can do a lot of this stuff in your work clothes, in your jeans. You've got to find some movement that you can do in what you're wearing at the time. Okay, you do not need to be dressed in activewear. So I wanted to keep today's podcast quite short, simply because we're busy women. We've got a lot going on, and short little snippets of information is always helpful. I delve further into this in my Busy Women's monthly membership. We dive into how to actually start performing exercise and ways that you can start implementing exercise and formal exercise more in your day and uncovering those barriers that are coming up around exercise. In fact, at the time of recording, it's July right now, we are focusing on making exercise possible. And discovering ways that we can actually make exercise possible, because it is possible. Sometimes there's stories that we tell ourselves, such as, I've had a broken elbow, or so I cannot do any exercise. It might be something like, I'm not wearing the right clothes. It might be something like, I've got a bit of a sniffle. It might be that the kids kept me up all night. It might be that it's a really busy day. Whatever it might be, right now in the Busy Women's monthly membership, we're unpacking those and working out, well, why can't we exercise and how can we actually exercise? So if you're wanting to discover more around how you can actually exercise, send me a message and I can certainly give you some more information about the membership. Thank you for joining me on this podcast today. I'm really excited that you have listened to this podcast. And if you have found me through iTunes, I would love it if you can pop on over there and leave me a review, because the more reviews that are left on iTunes, the more we are raised in the searching functions on iTunes, and the more women I can help with my messages. So once again, thank you for joining me, and I look forward to chatting to you again on the next episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast.